this is Tara Lynn with the Sunny Side Up podcast. Thank you so much for joining me today. Today, I've got a meditation for you guys and also a bit of gratitude. I'm going to start with the gratitude, then we'll go into the meditation. I am grateful for all of you who are in my life, and if you're listening to me and you don't really know me in person, I am grateful to you, grateful to all the people in my life. And I was thinking tonight when I was at my yoga class, you guys know I teach yoga, and when I do the class, if you've ever done yoga, you do different poses. You end up at the end in what we call Shavasana, and that's our final relaxation. Everybody's favorite part. It's very relaxing. I always have some essential oils, and I put some oils in the people's palm. If they want some oils, they lift their palm up. They rub their palms together. They hold it in front of their nose. They breathe in and out. And I always have some music, and sometimes I'll guide them in like a visualization or something, and talk about releasing, breathing, things like that, you know. So all the time when I teach, I am a yoga teacher, so I teach all the time, and we get to the Shavasana. I really, really, really fill my heart with gratitude for you all and for everyone who's in my class. And I tonight was thinking how grateful I am to the people who came, and I know them personally. They're my friends, and they've come to my classes for a long time, and I pray over them, you know, and I pray for them. And it's just, it was such a good feeling tonight to be in gratitude. And I always like look at the space I'm in wherever I'm at, because I don't have my own studio, so I teach at different places, and I always look around and I'm like, I breathe in and I breathe out gratitude, because even though, you know, there could be other things in my life that I want, and there are, you know, but there was a point in my life where I wished I was where I was today, where I am today. You know, there was a point years ago where I very first started yoga, like over 20 years ago. And I thought, wow, wouldn't that be neat to be a yoga teacher? You know, wouldn't that be cool? Wouldn't that be great? And I mean, that was a long, long time ago, but that's just one example of something where I'm like, I am grateful to be here. You know, I used to want what I have now. And I encourage you guys, if you're listening to this, think about that. Think about where you are right now and what you have, maybe what your job is or where you live, who you're with. Was there a time in the past that you wished and prayed and dreamed for what you have now? And I'm going to bet for most of you that that is the case. So be grateful for that. You know, be grateful for that. Yeah, we can always want more in our lives, and that's great. But we need to have gratitude for what we have. Most of us, our lives are full. And yes, they might be full of a lot of things that are troublesome and worrisome, and we've got bills and all the things, but they're also full of the good things. This is why I love yoga. And I'm not plugging my yoga class. I'm just, in general, this is what yoga does. It forces you to pause your life for that moment in time when you are doing yoga. For me, it's when I'm teaching yoga, and we are experiencing it together. For a moment in time, our worlds are paused. Everything is put on pause. The bills are put on pause. The kids, the whatever you've got going on at home, the house, the dishes, the everything, it's put on pause because that's where you are right there. So when you're doing something that you enjoy and you love, pause. Breathe it in. That's why I always say breathe it in. When you stop and you breathe something in, you are creating that pause to enjoy it, to be present in it, to soak in the gratitude for the moment, you know? So I encourage you to pause and breathe. And even right now, where you are, seriously, pause. Look around. Where are you? Are you in your kitchen? Did you once not have your own kitchen? I know that's true because all of us were kids at one point. We didn't have our own place. Are you driving to work right now while you're listening to this? Did you once not have a car and you wished you had a car? I'm going to guess yes. You know, I encourage you right now, look around, be grateful for something that you have. Be it's a spouse or significant other and you used to wish you had that and now you do. Be grateful. We need to pause and be grateful for our lives, for what we have. And this makes me think also, I was listening to Steve Harvey. If you guys know Steve Harvey, I think I've talked about him before on my podcast. He's the guy who most people probably know him as the host of that show, The Family Feud. I think it's The Family Feud. And he's, you know, is a comedian and he started out being a comedian. Well, he's also a motivational speaker. He's super good. You can look up his stuff on YouTube and on Facebook. And he says all of these really wise and profound things because he's gone through so much in his life and he came from like nothing and like built himself up. So Steve Harvey, maybe the universe or just, you know, thinking that you want something or putting those thoughts forward. But he always says, ask God for anything you want. Nothing is too big for him. Nothing is too great for him. And he also says, if you're not grateful for what you have now, why would God give you any more than that? It's almost like if you compare it to like a little kid who isn't grateful for the toys that they have or the video games that they have, then, you know, they just get it and throw it to the side. Then you're probably not going to want to give them anything else because they're not grateful. They might just throw their things to the side. So he always says, you know, why would God give you something more when you're not even grateful for what you have? You're not even taking care of what you have, you know? So like if you, whatever kind of house you have or car or anything in your space, if you're not grateful for that and taking care of that, you're not ready for something more. That goes with like your job. If you like hate your job and you probably go to work and are doing a half-assed job, why would God or the universe give you more when you're not doing the best at what you have now? You need to appreciate what you have now. Do the best at what you have now and build that up. Sorry, that was kind of went off on a little tangent there, but that was having to do with gratitude. Anyway, this all comes together because I just wanted to tell you guys that about how I was very grateful for you guys and that I hope that you get a chance to reflect. You pause and reflect on what you have and think about yourself in the past and think about how that past you would be grateful for what you have now. This leads me to my meditation for today. And this meditation comes from a place of gratitude for the earth and for nature. It's spring. It's going to be Earth Day this weekend. Earth Day is coming up. It's April 22nd. And I have a yoga class coming up. It's Earth Day Yoga. So I was thinking about this today. And when I was at my yoga class tonight, I thought about how I am grateful for the earth that we live in and how great it is and how grand it is. And so this meditation is a meditation for Mother Nature. Sit or lay down in a comfortable position. Relax your palms, let your fingers fall open. Relax your shoulders down. Take some nice deep breaths in and out through the nose, breathing in and breathing out. With each breath, breathing in, think about breathing in the energy from the earth around us. I invite you to close your eyes. Visualize the earth. What do you think of when I say earth? The world, the sky, bright and beautiful. Breathe that in. Breathe out. Next breath, breathing in the energy of the wind. A nice breeze comforting you, surrounding you in comfort. Breathe that in and breathe out. Breathe in the warmth from the sun. Lift your chin a little bit so that your head is facing up as we see the sun in our third eye. Shining upon us, giving us warmth and life. Breathe in that gratitude. Breathe out, release. Hear the sounds of the ocean. Water, the waves as they crash up on the shore. Breathe that in. Breathe out. Hear the trickling sound of water as it falls down the side of a hill. Look up to the top of a hill and marvel at the miracle. Breathe in, breathe out. Next breath, breathing in. Think about all the plants and trees, vegetation, growth, forests that the earth gives us all around the world, giving us life, nourishment, shelter. Breathe that in. breathe out. With our next breath, I invite you to bring your arms to your side. Inhale and stretch those arms up toward the sky as if they're going up toward the sun. Raise your head up toward the sun in salutation, and then let the arms fall back down as we exhale. We are grateful for nature. Breathe in, breathe out. We are grateful for our earth, our home. Breathe that in. Breathe out. Mother Nature guides us, protects us, provides us with all that we need. Breathe that in. Breathe out. Call to mind what you are grateful for right now in your heart. Breathe in, nice deep breath, and breathe out. Thank you so much for joining me today on the Sunny Side Up podcast with Tara Lynn. As always, I'm your host, Tara Lynn, reminding you to keep it sunny side up. Until next time.